this has now become an annual event, and we're normally encouraged to use the term holiday in reference to anything that happens to the end of year celebrations. But this is a Christmas concert. You refer to it as a Christmas concert. Why is it a Christmas rather than a holiday concert?
Well, because the threads that hold it together are works that are inspired by the Nativity. I mean, why would I call it a holiday concert?
No, I understand that. But generally, the Crossing is usually performing between 10 and 15% ecclesiastical music, and the rest is
secular.
Is secular. Yeah. So it's kind of odd that you would, in this time of year, become all holy.
Well, you know, look, let's face it. We are absolutely in the lineage of the Western canon, and we are grateful for that. And the Western canon, for many, many, many years, relied on the church. And it's really only recently that, you know, by recently, I mean a couple hundred years, that we've seen, you know, a proliferation of lots of other kinds of music that we would call classical. Of course, there's always been, you know, folk music and popular music and et cetera that isn't sacred. So, it's an interesting question because there is a large piece on this program for cello and choir. It's actually the East Coast premiere of a big piece of Wolfgang Riem that is a secular piece, but it is about love and trying to reconcile longing and spirituality. And we thought it fit our idea of what our ethos is at that time of year, which is very meditative. We always have, this concert is always presented in a darkened St. Paul's church, sort of, you know, American Gothic, beautiful setting with lots of candles. And it's just really, it's a place to kind of get out of the hubbub, you know, of December and just sit in this beautiful, sacred place and listen to meditative, thoughtful music that leads you down whatever road you happen to go down at this time of year. Because let's face it, you know, we're headed towards it. The next day is the shortest day of the year. Whether we like it or not, we respond to that in a certain way. We all are aware of the shortness of the day and the kind of death of all the things around us and the rebirth about to come and all of these things that are a part of life, whether you believe in anything or you don't believe in anything, you know, it doesn't matter.
It happens like the seasons. You say contemplative and meditative, but there's a part of this concert that is definitely not falling into that
category. Well, there is an awesome piece on this program. It's also quite a substantial piece, the Ave Regina Coelorum, which is a sacred text, obviously, by Gabriel Jackson, but he wrote it for electric guitar. And when I say electric guitar, I mean real, like real live distortion electric guitar. It's incredibly beautiful and creative and clever. And I've never heard a piece like it. I don't know if I ever will again. And we're so good. You know, obviously, Gabriel Jackson's a really good friend of ours. He's written two pieces for us in the past and come to Philadelphia a number of times. And
so is there anything to be scared of here? Are we still getting a choral concert or are we getting a heavy metal concert?
You're not getting a heavy metal concert ever from me. What do I, like, look at me. No way. But I do think it's a sign of the times. You know, I mean, the whole, this is the time and this is the record of the time. We're making a record of the time and that's part of it. But it is held together by beautiful music that's inspired by the Nativity, which we love to sing because the Crossing sound just, you know, loves those kinds of motets, works of Eric Sessionvault and Will Todd that also allow you to kind of like shut off and if you want to wander. We really like to allow people to do that at times.
Some dream time.
Yeah, because a lot of our music does require you to engage, full-time engagement. The texts themselves are often so rich and full of commentary about our lives that you just can't do that because you won't want to. You want to be in it, you know? And some of the music that we do on this Christmas concert doesn't require that.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.